Okay, welcome back to Real World Networking with Mark Sievercrop. I am Mark Sievercrop, and today I'm going to share with you 20 questions to ask in your next conversation. But before I do, I want to share a joke with you and also give you a great announcement that you need to remember. So first, the joke. Because it's almost St. Patty's Day, I'm recording this on the 9th of March, so St. Patrick's Day is 8 days away. I have a St. Patrick's Day joke for you. Why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun? And if you want the answer to that, send an email to mark@sievercrop.com and just put in the subject line leprechaun joke, and I will send you the answer to that question. Now, for the event, I want to make sure that you are aware and have the opportunity to take part in something that is becoming an annual tradition, and that is the Shamrock Shakeup. And this is happening on St. Patrick's Day. So let me give you a quick background. Last year, four guys that were just starting out in their entrepreneurial journeys, their online entrepreneurial journeys, got together and told some jokes and had some laughs and talked about building relationships. And we are doing it again this year, the second annual Shamrock Shakeup. Now, this is a star-studded event. I mean, I'm talking Jared Easley, the host of Starve the Doubts and the co-founder of Podcast Movement, is going to be there. Jody Mayberry from the Park Leaders Podcast and Creating Disney Magic Podcast will be there. Scott Anthony Barlow from HappenToYourCareer.com is going to be there. And myself, I am also going to be there. So we are going to share some of the things that we did in the last 12 to 18 months to build our platform and, oh, by the way, earn some money from it too. And it is going to be absolutely, completely free. So if you want to come to this, we're going to hang out, we're going to tell some jokes, we're going to have some St. Patty's Day trivia, and just really have a good time, but also really share a lot of good information with you. If you want to go to that, head to shamrockshakeup.com, and you will have your opportunity to get your free ticket to this unbelievable event. Okay, now to today's post. 20 questions to ask in your next conversation. So as I was thinking about this post, I realized if conversations are the vehicle that take you to a bigger network, and I believe they are, then questions are the fuel that power that vehicle. I mean, seriously, think about it. You literally cannot grow your network without having conversations. Can we agree on that? You know, adding connections on LinkedIn, followers on Twitter, or friends, quote unquote, on Facebook does not increase the size of your network unless you actually have conversations with those people. Until you have a conversation, you're kidding yourself if you think you're expanding your network. And we've all met those people that add us on LinkedIn and we never talk to them. They never send us a message. We never communicate with them. That person is not really in your network, because are you really going to ask them for help? Or if they email you, are you really going to help them? No, because you haven't built a relationship. Now, the funny thing is, I had this realization, this idea of asking questions and having conversations as a result of a lunch meeting I had a while back. So, by the way, this post brought to you by networking. How neat is that? My friend Dave Specht is the absolute best question asker I have ever met. I don't know if question asker is a title, but if it is, it should be on Dave's business card. Dave and Scott Barlow and I were having lunch a few months back, and not only is Dave an amazing question asker, he's such an amazing question asker, he has created an app called Inspired Questions that gives you questions to ask, and it's designed for financial advisors and other professionals. But as we're talking about it, as we're talking about this app that he's created, I realized that if there's ever a place that good inspired questions would be beneficial, it would be in trying to build a strong and responsive network of connections, which is what you and I are trying to do. Now, by the way, there's a link in the post, sievercrop.com/2020-questions. There's a link there where you can learn more about Dave's app and download it for yourself. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. So one of the reasons that this really stuck out to me is I talked to so many people, and they say they struggle to carry on a conversation with someone they've just met. They just don't know how to keep it going, or it gets awkward, and they're not sure where to go after a few minutes in this conversation. And so one of the most effective ways to be able to carry on that conversation is to ask questions. Now, before we get into the 20 questions, I want to let you know this is actually an excerpt of a list of 54 questions that you can ask during your next conversation. I started writing this post. I got to 20. Then I just kept going. I kept thinking of more and more questions that you could ask. So if you want to get that entire list of questions, you can do so. There's a link. There's a couple links in the post where you can get that full list of 54 questions. So feel free to go to the post and click on it, and I will be happy to send you that entire list. So here are 20 of the questions, and I've divided them into, as I was writing them out, they seem to fall into four different categories: general, personal, business, and then philosophical, or more like high-level thinking questions. So here's 20 questions you can use. I'm going to run through them pretty quick, but like I said, you can get them on the post, and you can download the entire list of 54 at the page for this blog post. So general questions: what is really exciting you right now? Who do you consider a mentor? What is the biggest challenge you have had to overcome? Who is doing something to interest you? And what is the greatest compliment you have ever received? And on to the personal questions. What personal accomplishment are you most proud of? What is the best book you've read recently? Are you married? Do you have children? How many? What ages are they? Where is your favorite vacation spot? If you want to ask some business questions, what business accomplishment are you most proud of? What attribute do you value most in an employee or an employer? How would your customers describe what you do? How is the current economy affecting your business? And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's a good economy or a bad economy. You can ask that question. And it's not getting into politics. It's just, how does it affect? And the last one, what do you think the next big opportunity is in your industry? And finally, the philosophical questions, the more higher level thinking questions. If someone asked you for one piece of advice, what would you tell them? How important is balance in your life? If you could meet anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would you choose? And then you can follow that up with why. What is your definition of success? And the final of the 20 questions, if you could go back in time and give your younger self advice, what would you say? And of course, that's if you are aware, that's a shout out, I guess, to my good friend David Ralph over at Join Up Dots. It's a question he asked, but it's a great question that you can ask. And the key to all of these questions is you're trying to get to know the person. You're trying to find out their interests, what makes them tick, what wakes them up in the morning, why they go to work every single day, what their goals are. These are things that you're trying to learn, because these are things that will allow you to continue carrying on the conversation. But more importantly than that, they'll give you information that you can use to develop and build and strengthen the relationship moving forward. That's what questions do. If you ask good questions, you will be able to develop relationships. So like I said, if you want all 54 questions, so over twice that many, there's more questions left for you to have than I gave you, head to the post, sievercrop.com/2020-questions, and down, and you can click on the link. There's a link at the bottom, and there's a link at the top in the copy for you to download the whole complete set of 54 questions that you can ask in your next conversation. And my question to you today is, what is your favorite question to ask when talking to someone new? Or which question are you going to use in your next conversation? Leave the answer to that question in the comment. I would love to know what you think. What your favorite question is that you always use, or what question you're going to start using. And again, as I said before, if you want to find out the answer to that joke that I mentioned at the beginning, why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun? Open up a blank email, type or send it to me, mark@sievercrop.com, and type in the subject line leprechaun joke, and I will send you the answer to that question, to that joke. And I think you'll laugh, especially if you remember and realize that I'm often called a leprechaun. So anyways, thank you so much for spending this time with me today. I look forward to hearing what your favorite question is and sharing that joke with you. So have a great day, and we will talk to you on the next episode of Real World Networking.